All right, hi everybody. I like to talk with my hands, so I hope I don't do this a lot. all right, so I'll be talking about key considerations for moving graphic applications to the public cloud and what role Teradici technology plays in that. A little bit of history on our company. If you might be familiar already, you might not. A lot of the M&E industry is very familiar with our company already. We started in 2007 by capturing the remote workstation market by partnering with companies like Dell and HP, basically building a host card that gets installed in the workstation, enabling remote access. And then we expanded to the VDI use case by partnering with VMware. VMware Horizon View product, if you're familiar with it, is built on top of Teradici technology as well. Then, from then, we, in 2014, created the desktop as a service space with Amazon. Amazon partnered with us and built Amazon Workspaces product, which desktop as a service enables you to just, you know, go obtain a desktop from a public cloud, AWS. And in 2016, we expanded with the Teradici Cloud Access software, introduced it then, which enables really any enterprise, any ISV, as well as service providers to use our technology and provide a service with it, or an enterprise to just choose what public cloud they want to remote their workstations or desktops into. It could be hybrid, it could be on-premises, private cloud, anything. So that's what who we are and our history. We're all over the place. We have over 10 million seats out there, all across different industries, different verticals, from small companies to Fortune 500 companies, and a lot of them are connected. A lot of users connect to their desktops or applications using zero clients, and these are, you know, stateless hardware clients to connect to with really high performance and very high security. So you might want to look them up if you. Since we're in a security booth here. and before I go into a little bit about the considerations, which is the whole topic of this session, I wanted to a little bit cover that all these industries I have here have some sort of graphically intensive workload associated with it. And they're all in some way or shape moving to public cloud. It could be just storage, it could be compute, it could be visualization, it could be all three. So it's happening across the board, and M&E is just one of the industries that's doing this. So some of the factors that companies consider as they're deciding whether they are a fit to moving their applications and their specific use case to public cloud, or if it's better to just have a workstation under the desk or a, you know, remote workstation, a data center. It's kind of hard to read. So a few things to consider. If you're workforce is expanding, contracting quite a bit. You hire contractors, and then you let them go, then you hire other ones. Public cloud is really good for that. You just instantaneously create a virtual machine that supports the GPU, like Azure NV Series, for example, and you enable somebody very quickly to get started on your project, rather than building, you know, buying a workstation, installing it, and moving it to different users. If you have large data sets you're working with, which you probably do, being at the show, and need a lot of people from different locations to access these data sets, rather than shipping the data to different locations and moving it between machines, if it's all stored in a single location, in public cloud, you enable collaboration that way, and everybody accesses that same data from anywhere. You have to consider networking infrastructure is one of the things you have to think about if you're deciding to go to public cloud. Obviously, LAN versus WAN, security behind that. You have to think this through. Do you have enough bandwidth? What's the latency like? All of that you have to think through. Another important piece is in-house IT expertise. Do you have enough IT expertise to build your own data center to remote a workstation? If you don't, public cloud is ideal. It's much easier to manage your environment and, you know, start, just get going. The time from starting to actually having a a solution is very short, can be very short. And then financial considerations. Do you want OPEX versus CAPEX? Renting versus buying equipment? All of that is what you have to think about when you're deciding to move to public cloud. So there's two main fronts that companies tend to move to public cloud. One is compute, just, you know, like render-heavy jobs, things like that, where they need a lot of compute power. And other is just storage, and that what I explained earlier, access to that storage, collaboration. And the third one is removing, remoting the workstation, the graphic part itself, the visualization piece of it. You know, you have the data in the cloud, you might as well have the visualization part of it in the cloud. And that's where Tradici comes in. That's where you would work with Tradici to visualize that data, that content you have in the cloud. And we, you'll be able to do that with this Tradici Cloud Access software, which I introduced earlier. And what it is, let me just give you a quick snapshot of what this is. Don't need to read the details, but the point is that it basically runs on any public cloud. It runs on premises, ESXi server if you want to, private cloud, and it allows you to encrypt and, you know, your entire workspace you're working in, and sends only pixels to the clients. So you don't need a high-powered client machine. It's everything's happening in the cloud, and you just transmit the pixels, basically, to the client itself. And we offer this solution as graphics edition, standard edition. The difference is if you have sort of GPU, high-intensive workload use cases versus just, you know, office use case where you don't need a GPU. So you choose the right edition for what use case you have. And it supports both Windows and Linux. So if you have applications that need Linux, you'd be able to do this. So some of the, I wanted to cover some of the benefits of combining PCRP and the user experience you get with PCRP with the business benefits of public cloud. And some of it, okay, I'll cover a few, not all of them. Collocation of data, compute, and graphics, just having everything in the same location, everything's run and done from the cloud, not, you know, data's here, but the workstation's here, you have to download, upload your information, et cetera. Critical, if security is critical to you, and probably is since you're here, PCOP enables, I mean, unprecedented security because no data, applications, anything like that leaves the cloud. Only encrypted pixels leave the cloud, and that's it. And that's what you... What the client itself you're running would be decrypting the pixels. You also get amazing seamless user experience with PCIP, which means lossless. So if lossless is important to you, you get that with PCIP. True color accuracy and high responsiveness, so high frame rates. And the combination of the two means you can access your information from anywhere. If it's in public cloud, you anywhere in the world, you can just connect to your virtual machine that's running your applications, and that's it. You can visualize from home, from, you know, enable sort of your workforce to be anywhere. And obviously, some of the business benefits of public cloud renting versus buying, the flexibility to pay as you go. So you pay on a, you know, hourly fee as you use it, rather than purchasing this high-end workstation that you may not use enough. And scalability, being able to expand, contract very easily by just creating a new instance in Azure or AWS, and then deleting the instance. And once you delete it, you don't pay for it anymore. Very easy. I don't know why I point this way all the time. All right, so a little bit about the PCIP technology, a little bit more technical detail of why it's the right technology and protocol to public cloud. Five major features of the technology: host rendering, everything, the host rendering, everything happens in the cloud, so it's not application dependent in any way. Image decomposition and multiple codecs. So what this means is when you're looking at your screen and you, you know, you have some video, you have some text, you have some imagery, we don't just take a single codec and, you know, and encode the whole thing with a single codec. It's multiple different codecs the best codecs for the best types of data you're displaying. So one codec for video, or multiple, one for text, etc. And what that results in is highest quality, as well as best bandwidth utilization, optimization. Also, a dynamic network adaptation is a big feature, which means when you have, you know, varying bandwidth available, especially if you're on WAN, our protocol automatically adjusts to provide the best, absolute best user experience within that bandwidth that you have available, and just automatically does that. You don't have to worry about constantly changing your environment and configuring anything. And security, this is a huge reason why a lot of customers, most of our customers, use PCRP and zero clients as well, is that nothing leaves the cloud. Or wherever you are, you know, if you are remoting a workstation to a public cloud or data center, whatever it is, it does not leave that remote workstation. We just encrypt the whole space and you send pixels over to the client and that's it. So it's pretty important, especially in this industry. And platform agnostic, which I mentioned before, you have lots of choices where you potentially want to host your visualization part of your environment. Wanted to just highlight use case for our technology in combination with public cloud, and specifically graphics edition, and specifically video editing and digital workflows. So this is an example where, you know, Visual Studios and post-production companies have to manage and buy expensive high-end workstations, and it's like it's on somebody's desk, and they use it for creating digital media, editorials, dailies, things like that. And the company would like to be able to enable some of the workers to work from home. They would like to be able to collaborate on the data. They would like to ensure if they do enable this remote access that it's still the best user experience possible. And you can do that if you combine public cloud and PCRP technology. You can work from anywhere. You just log in and on your client, and you get access to your desktop, to your application. Once you centralize your data, everybody has access to it. You've now improved your workflow, increased your productivity, etc. And security, that's a big one. If it's critical, absolutely critical to you that you don't lose this data, like you have contractors all over the world and you don't want them to have access to this data, you want them to work on it, you want that skill set, but you don't want them to be able to take that data away from you. And that's what this enables you to do. And this is just an example of how everything truly could be done from the public cloud end to end. You could capture the data. You upload it to public cloud. Once it's uploaded, you do your editing in the public cloud by having this remote virtual workstation with 3DG technology, and you do all your rendering, the compute in there, and you also consume it. Your users consume it through public cloud. So everything could be happening in the public cloud. This year, I'm not going to go into it, but if you go on our website, you can see a lot of great testimonials from different industries, including this one. And I have examples here from Corey Sanders from Azure, Jeremy from Jellyfish Pictures, and some analysts as well who all agree the value of PCRP as well as public cloud. This is a partner of ours, Bebop. I want to cover them a little bit because they do have a demo here at the AWS booth, and it's exactly for this use case here, post-production service to artists. Post-production companies can get this service in order to enable remote access to their workstation through this Bebop company. So if you want to learn more about our company, what we do, and different use cases, etc., just go on our website, type in 3DG Cloud Access Software. It's the first thing you'll probably see when you go on our website. And you can try It's free, clearly free to try it out. I think 60 days you can get it and play with it and test it for your particular use case and see the performance, see the band utilization and see if it's the right product for you, and it probably will be. So it's worth checking out. And one more. So I don't know if these booth numbers are right. I hope they are. But we have several partners here at the show that are demoing their products using 30G Cloud Access software. So if you go to Avid's booth, you will see. And that was announced over the weekend, and there was a press release out. Avid Media Composer provided as a service, and that's done using PCIe technology. NVIDIA, Ericsson, and Bebop. I don't have Bebop in here. All of them are demoing our technology here at the show.
Fantastic.